Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Tuesday. Hanging out. Waterboy's in the house, man.
Yeah.
Trey,
yeah.
Be Rich.
What up?
Make sure you check out their YouTube and their IG. They are culturally connected, as we say on the show, and certainly a part of Atlanta, and we love what they do. And appreciate you guys coming in, as always, man. During the football season, it's been a lot of fun to have you guys in and just chopping it up with you about a variety of things. We were just talking off the air about the stuff that you guys have been doing. First and foremost, man, how was your Thanksgiving, fellas? Good?
Oh, my Thanksgiving was amazing. And y'all, just so you know the voice, this is Trey, by the way.
There it is.
Hello, Trey. Out, man.
And this is B. Rich, and my Thanksgiving was great, man. I got a chance to see my daughter. She's home from college. She's at Wake Forest.
Okay.
Got a chance to hang out with her. You know how they are when they're in college, man. They don't want to hang out with your parents. So we got a chance to hang out on Thanksgiving. I saw my mother, so I had a great Thanksgiving.
What was she studying at Wake, bro?
Child psychology.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a friend, his daughter's at Wake, and I was like, what is she doing? She's going to be a doctor. That Wake is an amazing school, by the way. It's a really good school. But that's good, man. Congratulations. All right, fellas, let's chop it up. Mike Bell, we love to talk about the Falcons first. Can we talk about the Hawks first, maybe?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go, let's Hawks. Pivot. Now, we lost last night, but hung in there. And as Carl pointed out today on our pre-show, which is behind the curtain, it's coming off a double overtime.
Yes.
So you're a little fatigued. I know fans don't want to hear it, and Porzingis didn't play. But Jalen Johnson, guys, continues to play at an all-star clip. He is an all-star.
Hey, we're seeing a superstar right before our eyes. Wouldn't you say, Trey?
100%.
Man, I just like the way he was just taking them threes. He was just step-back threes, got jumping in your face three, an open three, and he's hitting them, man, like Bron.
Yeah, so the thing that I'm loving most about him, okay, we always talked about Jalen Johnson's health. That's always been my thing. Please, please, baby Jesus, please help his legs, help his arms, help his shoulders, keep him healthy. But now that we see him healthy, we're seeing a young man who can run the point. He's being a point forward. He's running the offense. He's brought his 3 points up a notch. He's hitting his free throws. That's another thing I got to give him credit for. He's gotten a lot better from the free throw line. And he's out there making plays, and the defense is showing up. It's amazing when you can see somebody in your own city start to become a star and then next superstar. Go Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, man, look, my phrase is give me more JJ. That started a few years ago as he was getting acclimated to the league, coming up from the G League. I saw him, guys, at the G League.
You did?
Oh, yeah. And remember, he didn't play a lot at Duke. For those who don't know, he didn't play
like half a season.
Correct.
He got hurt.
So everybody was like, what is this guy going to be, right? So he starts out in the G League, and watching him, I remember seeing him early on, grabbing a board, taking it coast to coast, dunking on the other team, and I was like, right? Then on the defensive side, help defense, blocking shots, and you could just see, like, glimpses. And then he gets his shot, and most people don't know this, like, the reason Jalen gets up with the Hawks is because they had injuries that year. John Collins was here. There were other guys. And he comes up, and he's killing them in practice. And they're like, well, we're going to keep him up here. And then now you see the potential of what he is. Guys, his last 10 games, Mike, he's averaging almost 26 a game. He's a double-double guy, 11 rebounds.
Doubles.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. And the big thing for me is this is why I love him. You can give him the ball at 6'9", and he can just go work.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yes. How many fours that can dribble the ball, play make, and dish it, triple doubles? Come on, man.
It's Scottie Pippen-like.
And you don't want to talk about LeBron because LeBron is a physical freak, but there's not many big guys can handle a rock like that and do the things Carl just talked about. And that's you haven't even hit the ceiling. I mean, he's getting better and better because we haven't had a complete season. He has to deal with injuries. Knock wood on that.
Yeah.
But and we haven't even talked about Nikhil Alexander-Walker. He's crushing it.
I'm glad you brought him up. Look, from now on, let's stop calling him Shea Gill's cousin. That is Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Yes,
call
sir.
That man by
yes,
his
sir.
Name.
Yes,
I say AKA Nah.
No.
You
know what I'm saying?
Roll with Nah, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, get that man his credit. The man is out there coming up clutch, and he's bringing defense. Like, teams can't just run a bunch of switches on us and then target somebody on the offensive end that's weak on our defense. But everybody's making the plays.
Trey, he wants the ball. Like, he wants the ball. He's shooting it. He's hitting threes. He's in the 20s. I think that may be the steal of free agency.
I'm with you. You're talking
one of them.
Nikhil might be. Hey, guys, it's the Water Boys. Check out their YouTube page, obviously, the IG. Real quick, you guys had on a couple of UGA and Georgia Tech former quarterbacks. Talk about this.
Look, so doing this, one of the blessings about it is being able to talk to gentlemen such as yourself, but also talking to some of these prime athletes and some of these legends. And we were blessed to have Quincy Carter and Joe Hamilton, one of Georgia's finest and one of Georgia Tech's finest, in the studio together to talk about the Georgia Tech rivalry, to talk about their friendship, to talk about the games that they battled against each other. Look, it's an episode that you want to go see. Go to the Waterboys Show 404. I'm telling you, it was an amazing episode. And their friendship, you could see their friendship and hear it in the interview. That they didn't just compete inside the lines, they stayed friends outside the lines, and you got to live it.
And if you want to hear Joe Hamilton admit if Jasper Sanks fumbled the ball, watch the episode.
Mike, you want to tell the story?
Man, the funny thing about that is, and there's so many aspects to that game, the fact that, remember when they botched the field goal? That's why O'Leary kicks it on third down?
Yeah.
George Godsey was the holder, by the way.
And he botches it?
Yeah, they got a chance to get it right. There was so many things. That was also the game that Donnan goes, I got two words for you, man, at the end of his weekly press conference. Charles Grant. Remember that?
Yeah.
Great defensive player. They ran an end around. Remember, he blows the knee out, never the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Does make it to the NFL. There's like 18 stories in those 2 years in a row of Tech in Georgia, man, back and forth.
Look, it was just amazing to hear the way they talked about it and hear Joe break it down. Like, he was like, hey, you can say we fumbled, but why is your coach going for it? You should be kneeling, getting ready to kick a field goal. And I told him, I say, anybody else out there, if you try to embarrass Georgia Tech and go, look, just kneel, because Miami learned, and in that situation, Georgia unfortunately learned that situation. When you get Tech down, keep them down, because they're going to have the luck of the Techies.
It's been a really good year. It's been unfortunate they lost to Pitt the way they did.
Yes.
We all know what that game going up, if they would have beaten Pitt, how that would have felt. They lose to Georgia. You know, look, it wasn't a blowout. It was a respectable loss. But I just felt like all the juice, Mike and I felt like all that juice was lost when they ended up losing to Pitt the week before. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to the Water Boys, Trey and B. Rich.
Yeah, man. Now, Georgia, I don't know what that game plan was. They were making – I got to be honest, Gunnar Stockton looked like Haynes King. It was like, forgot about that. Part of it was Bobo's kid getting injured, and now that sort of changes things because you got a hellacious nose tackle for Alabama. What do you think about Georgia? Is Kirby going to break this Alabama thing? He's never beaten Alabama in Mercedes-Benz in that SEC championship.
Man, we're going to knock the slap out of these – bullies, man.
It's time,
man. Mm. Why not us?
Well, is it a thing, though? You got to agree. I mean, you got a record against Alabama.
Look, it is a thing.
He won a national championship up in Indianapolis. We know that. But still, it's a thing.
It is a thing. Look, for everybody that goes on runs, there's someone or something you have to get over.
Right.
That's why movies are made the way they make. Every movie, you have to go up the hill, but then you have to cross over it to come down into a victory. And Kirby's hurdle, or should I say his big, huge speed bump of a mountain, is Alabama. But I don't believe Alabama will beat them two times in a season. Mm. I don't believe Alabama's going to beat them this time. So for all y'all Roll Tiders out there, go dogs.
Dogs. Look, they shut them down in the second half of the first game.
And the defense is even better now.
I'm with you on this.
Right?
And I feel like you do that when you give Kirby another shot, okay, they will correct the things that went wrong in the first half. I don't care if they're going to give the big tackle a couple of plays or not, right? They gave it to the big tackle to run in. I don't care about all that. I think Georgia fundamentally is going to be better in this game than they were specifically in the first half. And then in the second half, Alabama's offense couldn't do anything. So, look, is it going to be a close game? It always is.
Always.
It always is, but we got to find a way to get it done. Hey, man, before we get out of here.
We're going 10 minutes without talking Falcons with
goodness.
The Water Boys.
Thank goodness.
Hey, look, Falcons just need to reset. That's all. They need to reset. That's all, bro. I've checked out.
That's all you have to say?
That's all I got to say, man.
So the stages, the stages of being a Falcon fan, you've gone past the anger, you've gone past the shock. Now it's, what is this now, acceptance? Is that what we're doing?
Man, I'm depressed.
Hey,
we got some cupcakes today.
You did bring in some good cupcakes. We got 5 more weeks, man. Come on.
Hey, look, there's nothing to look forward to. Penix not going to play. You don't have nothing to look forward to that. We know what Kirk Cousins is. We don't want Bijan to get hurt. We don't know what our coaching staff is going to be. What is it to look for? We don't have a first round pick.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this, because
there's always betting the under.
You know what? You know what? I want to see James Pierce Jr. finish the year out, and Walker
and Jalen.
Yeah, I want to see them two guys get double digit sacks.
All right, let me ask you guys this, because this is something Mike and I have been discussing before we get out of here. Because look, we can get into the minutiae of this season, and we know. What do you need to hear from the owner? What do you need to hear from the owner? What do you need to hear? What do you need to hear?
Well, going through the Smith days, the old owners, mm-hmm. I like Arthur Blank. I know he's doing the best he can. He has one of the most successful companies in history with Home Depot. It's not his fault. He will get it right.
Okay. And Trey?
Me, what I want to hear from Arthur Blank, I want to hear, this is unacceptable. I'm not doing it for my fans. My fans come out. We have to be more than $2 hot dogs.
Okay.
We have to be more than $1 soda and $2 hot dogs. This has to be a better product on the field. I really want to hear Arthur Blank come out and say it. Like, because we give a lot. Like, look, me and my wife, we have season tickets. And I'm going to be honest to you. It's not like we just, hey, man, just we throw a fastball of money like it ain't nothing. Like, you know, it's work to get it done every single year. And I'm not throwing a pity party. I'm just telling you what the average working American that loves football and follows a football team or any sports organization has to do when you buy tickets. I want to see the owner say, I have to do better for my fans who come out, who love my team, who support us no matter what, no matter how good we are, how bad we are. I want to hear him say, this is unacceptable. You guys will get it right, or I will find some people in here who will get it right. I will not rest until we win. That's what I want to hear. I don't care if he doesn't even mean it. I just need to hear it.
right.
That's you it, man. We've been saying this all week. Again, guys, Be Rich Trey. I felt you need something. You know, not the end of the season, forget it. Now, again, if you fire the coach now, you are basically throwing up the white flag. The season's lost. But I think even there is a sign, something to the fans. Everything you just said, this is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
I'll say this before we let you guys go. Make sure, again, you follow them on YouTube, IG, guys, Water Boys with a Z. Okay,
yep, Water
with
Boys
a Z.
With a Z.
Yeah. What you're saying, and the reason why this is important, because there are people who listen to Mike and I every day. We love you guys. But sometimes you guys might think there's an agenda or for some reason we're bringing up these things and talking about them in a way. We tell you we're season ticket holders. Some people may think that's not authentic. These are two gentlemen that are from Atlanta, born and raised, who have gone through the hardships of everything we're talking about. So when they say this, take it for what it's worth.
Yes.
This is what fans on the street are telling Mike and I every single day. And when we come in here and tell you guys, this is where it is, some of y'all are like, well, I don't know. Yeah. I'm telling you.
And we're, again, if you're new to the show, we get new listeners every day. Thanks for the big numbers this month, kids. But we are fans and we are season ticket holders. And to your
point,
you
went to Germany.
I spent $5,000 to go to Germany to watch them blow a game they should have won against the Colts.
It's not cheating. Look, and to your point in traveling, me and my wife, we take a bus trip every year to the Falcons Tampa game with a nice group of people. Shout out to Mr. Stalls, real great guy. But every time it's in December, I tell my wife, are we sure we want to do this? Because if they suck at the end of the year, it's going to be sickening. And unfortunately, you know, we're still going to enjoy ourselves. Hey, babe, I know you say it's about us. I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have our time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, we're going to watch a football team that's already taking the walk of shame.
Yep.
It's already over. Like, we're going to watch them play in Tampa next week, and it's already over. How can I enjoy it the same way? So, Arthur Blank, this
is
from the
fan. Are you
going to
be alone down there? I got a few spots for you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, me and the missus going.
Oh, my bad. Okay. My bad. Go ahead.
So, if you got some spots, me and the missus, let me know.
Yeah, this
Carl got his bottle out.
Yeah, there's a few shots. But maybe not with the missus. Remember that whiskey show? We basically took over a bar last year in Tampa. It was kind of like what we did in Charlotte.
Yeah, man.
At Hooters. A bunch of folks came down. They saw literally 25 Falcon fans around the bar. It's on the beach. Literally a U-turn. We're out of here.
Yeah. Hey, we gone.
Fellas, we got to run, man. Appreciate you guys coming in, as always. Happy holidays to you guys.
Same to you guys. Same to you guys.
You know, we'll see where this goes. But I will tell you this, and I'm not saying this because B and Trey are in here. B, Rich, and Trey. This is going to be a heck of an offseason. Yeah. One way or the other.
Well, it better have be.
Well, Mike, whether it's what you think it is or what we think it might not be, it is going to be very interesting to see how these things get righted with this organization. Fellas, we got to run, man. Again, Waterboys with the Z.
Yep, the Waterboys show with a Z. Waterboys with a Z show. And then next time we come up, man, I got to put one of my rhymes down. I haven't done one in a couple of
years. It's time.
It's all good.
It's time.
Good.
And thanks for the cupcakes.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem, man. Thank y'all.
All right, there they are, guys. Waterboys coming up. Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bell, thanks to the Waterboys for stopping by. Coming up, what's on Day Day's mind? But we have a story that we've been following since we came in today, Mike, and it has to do with the Georgia or potential Georgia quarterback.
Yeah, man. Rivals on Three reporting that Jared Curtis is flipping his commitment from Georgia to Vanderbilt, reaching out to Rusty to get the official word from Rusty Manziel. But again, his people on Three and Rivals are saying that that's the way it's going to go. That when Pavia was popping off about, hey, man, imagine Jared Curtis coming in here, he actually knew what he was talking about a few weeks ago up there in Nashville.
Yeah, I thought that was purposely done by him to make people aware, or at least people around Jared Curtis, that this is where you need to be.
Number one QB in the country for those who don't follow recruiting.
2026, yes. And he had committed verbally to the Dogs. Signing day's coming up, so that's why this becomes an important story. But we'll talk more about it. Let's talk with Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Raheem Morris, specifically, this is where I'm going to start with you, Arch. And we talk about, he said he didn't need or felt like he didn't have the need for a coaching change in regards to the special teams. Mike and I have been talking about it. I felt like special teams hurt us again on Sunday. Where are you at with what's going on with our special teams?
Yeah, it hasn't been good, Carl. And there's certainly grounds to maybe look in that direction. I guess when you And what they tried to do is they tried to change some personnel. I know you guys talked about it a little bit yesterday. I mean, you actually had a Pro Bowl player from a special teams unit last year that was on this team that he was sad. He was a healthy scratch. So they're trying to find the right mix of guys to cover the kicks. Now, I don't know that you can blame Marquise Williams for the guy dropping the football on the punt. There's a rule, hard and fast rule, when returning punts. It used to be when I played heels at 10, they've now kind of fudged that to heels at 8. Mm-hmm. And so that means if the ball goes over your head with your heels at 8, you don't go back there. You let the ball go. And for him to make that decision to go back and play, that's an individual selfish play where he lays the ball on the ground, puts our defense in a really bad spot, gives up 7 points essentially. That's not a Marquise Williams situation. But when you start thinking about covering kickoffs, we have really struggled to cover kickoffs, in particular on the right side of our coverage unit. And they've changed some personnel on that side. I think that the Josh Woods injury has hurt them some. If you want to start talking about, you know, how Drake London has affected the offense, Woods would be similar, maybe not to that level, but would be similar to what he brings to the table. A captain, a guy that's led you in special teams tackles, not playing. So they've tried to change some personnel on that side, but still doesn't forgive the fact that, you know, we gave up 10 points on special teams over the weekend.
Right. And coach basically put it out there. He's saying, hey, man, they were awful. You know, we played awful yesterday on special teams. We'll talk to Raheem Morris tomorrow up there at Flowery Branch. The other thing, Arch, I know this is, I don't know if this is even worth arguing, but I'll throw it out there. A lot of teams in the NFL, home or road, they win the coin toss, they're going to defer. And in this situation where we had the touchdown before the half, and, you know, we decide to, why are we doing that? Why are we going and getting the ball, especially as funky as we were on a tough track up there in MetLife on Sunday?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Mike. You kind of, it's almost like the whole play, the whole overtime scenario, right? You kind of want to see what you need to do, or at least have the ball second in that situation, which you essentially would be if you lead the second half off with the football. Now, it worked out perfectly for you this weekend, so it really didn't matter. Atlanta went on a 15-play, 6-minute drive and shoved it in the end zone the last series of downs of the first half. Came out defensively, got a 3-and-out, and then Atlanta went on another long drive and scored touchdowns. And I thought, okay, we're fine now, because you struggled once you got in plus territory in the first quarter and three quarters, if you will. You know, that three-quarter mark of the second quarter, you would get in plus territory, and then something would derail you. It was a penalty, stupid play, drop ball, whatever it was. It derailed you to where you couldn't punch it in. But then all of a sudden you got footing in that final drive of the first half, score, get the 3-and-out to start the second half, score. And I thought, okay, we've righted the ship. We've got something going on here. But then we kind of kept kind of stumbling over our own feet, no pun intended, to Mike Hughes in the play that he didn't make on the long touchdown. But I hear what you're saying. I've thought about it a number of times. The comfort zone there of putting your offense on the field quickly, do you – try to, if you could get up quick, is that the concept there? Mm-hmm. Get your offense going. When you think about it, what's been the one piece of the team on offense and defense that's been maybe a little bit slow to get going? And it's been your offense, right? And maybe you're trying to get them going quickly, get to juices flowing quickly. It hasn't seemed to work the way you may be looking for, but I thought that this one played out for Raheem about as good as it could have possibly played out the way you ended the half and the way you started the second half.
Dave Archer, our guest, guys, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, brought to you by John Foy and Associates. Kirk Cousins has been playing fairly well. Arch, do you believe the Falcons would seriously consider bringing him back next season? I feel like you have to prepare for the worst. I know he's under contract, but there are a lot of folks who believe he won't be here. Where are you at when it comes to the quarterback situation, what you've seen with Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more, Carl, as far as how he plays, certainly that's going to play into it. It's going to be a little bit more of what he feels, the blend between him and the offensive coordinator, him and whoever that might be. If it's still Zach, then so be it. I think that there's going to be a little bit more of that. How those two blend down the stretch here might have a lot to say about that. So
I know you guys are talking about next year, and Mike's probably already made five or six draft picks for us after we get out of the first round. There's a lot of football left to play, and I know whether it's good or bad or indifferent, you're going to find out a lot about some of the personnel, who should come back, who you might hang your hat on. But certainly right now, as far as an answer at quarterback, I know there's some discussion as to whether Michael will be ready for the regular season. That's right on the edge of when you probably would be ready to go off of an ACL injury. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's pushing the envelope a little bit. So you do need someone to hand the football to that you feel good about. And Kirk can go a long way to making you feel that way. And in all honesty, Carl, I think that in the two games he's played, I think he's been pretty good. Mm. His decision-making, the ball coming out on time, he's not throwing it to the other team. He's putting the ball on guys. I mean, you can't do much more than what he did in that final drive, guys. He right. puts the ball. Kyle's catch would have been tough on the rail route, the first down play. But he puts the ball on Sills on the dig route. He puts the ball on Mooney on that over route. I mean, there's not much. I don't care who the quarterback. You can put Matt Stafford in there.
Right.
I don't think you can do much better than that.
No, I was going to ask you. I thought, you know, it's the NFL. Make a contested catch. Because I thought Pitts was having a pretty good day. I heard you on the radio broadcast say he missed a block or two, but that's kind of expected. But it's just, yeah, make the tough catch. And Sills catches the touchdown, can't drop that ball. One last thing. You mentioned the Adonai Mitchell touchdown. Where were the safety help on that one?
Yeah, they were in cover four, Mike, and it's one of those deals where if you get I don't remember what the route was. I'm going to have to go back and look at it on tape. I apologize. I haven't seen it again now that I'm talking to you guys. But you got the skinny post on the backside by Adonai Mitchell, and I don't know if there was an inside route. That a lot of times when you attack cover four, meaning four players across the back end, and each one has a quadrant of the field, and you can attack that by sending – double inside breaking routes to the same side of the field, and that'll pull that safety out of the field. Remember, Atlanta gave up a touchdown in a game or two earlier where they pulled Watts out of the middle of the field with an inside breaking route. He should have stayed in the middle and turned it over to Jesse Bates on the backside. I'm trying not to get too right. convoluted here with coverage. But if you've got an inside breaking route and he goes flat, a lot of times that safety, he's going to turn that route loose and give it to the backside safety, would be Bates, and then he'll get depth and help the corner with the deep route. So I'm going to have to go back and look at it, but it certainly looked like Mike was on an island, and he was in really good shape, guys. But, right. you know, 80 gears down just a little bit, and Hughes runs up his back. He's trying to look for the ball, and he runs up his back and obviously trips and falls. That can't happen. But it did, and it seems like all the things that can't happen to us seem to keep happening week in and week out.
Arch, Seattle comes in here. They're pretty good. What do you see with this team coming in and how well they're playing?
Yeah, the first thing is, Carl, you got to block them, and I'm not sure we can block them. Lawrence, Murphy, Williams, Nwosu up front, those four guys all have five-plus sacks. So they're getting after people. They're doing a really good job against the run game. Teams are averaging less than 90 yards a game on the ground, and that'll be their number one concern. Obviously, when you look at the tape, and then Bijan went off in the game, their number one concern will be come up and try to stop the run. So it'll be interesting to see how we try to attack them. I know we want to get Bijan going, and certainly he's kind of the guy at the straw that turns the drink. But it may be that you want to throw the ball a little bit more on first down for them anticipating run game and maybe be able to touch them up in the passing game a little bit on first down. But they're still pretty good against the pass as well, only giving up like 5 yards a play in the passing game. This will probably be the best team you've played so far, and they're playing pretty good. The one thing you've got going for you potentially is that Darnold does get a little bit greedy throwing the ball down the field.
Right.
He's thrown, I think, 6 interceptions in his last 3 games. You got to have some turnovers. You're going to need some help in this game. Get some turnovers, create some short field opportunities for the offense.
And before those who are wondering, Drake London day-to-day has a chance to play this week, and that's what Coach Ross said. And again, we'll get updated information tomorrow up at the branch, and we'll see you up at the branch tomorrow.
All right, man. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Hopefully the dog is on the field. I mean Drake London, because he is the one dog on the offense. That not taking any away from Bijan, what he brings to the table. When you got a guy that's going to fight you to the finish, that's Drake London.
No doubt. Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up, we'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind, but we got to talk to Mike Lutzenkirchen because, Mike, it is Giving Tuesday, and he's had a chance to share his message and his foundation's message, which we are close with here on our show, and we'll talk to Mike about the latest Giving Tuesday, and also, what did he say to the Georgia Tech players?
It's Duke. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are involved with a variety of things. But one of the things that we are proud of is our connection and certainly our friendship with my buddy Mike Lutzenkirchen, who joins us now. And, Mike, it is Giving Tuesday. We wanted to get an update on the foundation, and since it's Giving Tuesday and we do things in the community, we wanted to get an update on the foundation. But also, what are you guys doing? And hopefully the family and everybody had a great Thanksgiving, man. How you been?
Yeah, Kyle, been doing great. Mike, hope you're well. Appreciate you guys letting me come on and share with your audience. We you know, just for your audience, Giving Tuesday is a 10 to 12 year initiative that's gone global. It's the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Basically, nonprofits, 501c3s like ours, just reach out to their constituent database and followers through social media and on shows like this and just promote us as a cause. Our cause is all about trying to eliminate, you know, the number of accidents, crashes, fatalities that are taking place on roadways across the country, but certainly here in Georgia, our home state. And we start out on November 19th every year because I'm not smart enough to remember the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, but I can remember November 19th starts the 43-day countdown till the end of the year, and then we do everything around Phillips Number at Auburn.
Again, guys, we've talked to Mike for a number of years, and again, to lose your son tragically, but to turn that into a positive, because it's not just, you know, college-age kids and teenagers, Mike. I see it every day in my drive home. It's adults who drive distracted and aren't focused, you know, and unfortunately it's an epidemic on the highway, and part of Let's See 43 is trying to change how people approach their drives.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for that kind of segue into the adult audience. We started this out with high school kids and college, but we've grown. I've spent more time on the phone today with, you know, some of the titans in corporate Georgia, corporate Alabama, talking about how we can help their employee bases and help them take the safety programs they put together for behind the wheel expectations and package it so they can take it to their driving age family members. And, you know, one thing I'm proud of what we're doing here in the state of Georgia through relationship with the Georgia Department of Transportation, Governor's Office of Highway Safety, Georgia State Patrol, commercial vehicle enforcement groups. It was reported on that Thanksgiving holiday we just came out of, which they start tracking at 6 p.m. on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, finish tracking at midnight on Sunday. We had 11 die on Georgia roads during this period of time. Mm.
the positive news that's down from 17 last year, and it's down from 23 that happened in 2023. So it's trending in the right direction. But what I'm focused on, there were still 11 lives that were lost due to poor behaviors in a vehicle.
Mike, you've also had a chance to talk to pretty much our conversations about every program in the country. I mean, honestly, over the last decade, you've been fortunate enough to spread this message. But recently you spoke to Georgia Tech. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, so Brent Key, you know, had me come in 3 years ago, early August during fall camp when they're getting ready for the season. And you got picture this, 125 scholarship, non-scholarship players and a staff in a room. And you start out with a question that says, raise your hand if you've been a distracted driver in the last week. And first year I did this, you know, Brent's down the first row, down away from me, and he kind of put his hand up near his ear. And I think people out there have gotten to know Brent Key is not a soft guy in any way. And I said, Hold on, let's start over. I don't want to see alligator arms. I want them high in the air. So I asked the question again, and Brent stuck his hand straight up as can be. I go in year two, and he took me outside. He said, Mike, look at this pickup truck. Look what's hanging on my rearview mirror. It's your Lander, your 43-key second key, and my checklist countdown cards in my car. I've become a habitual viewer of 43-key seconds. I no longer text and drive, read emails, and so forth. This year he has me come in, and about 6 weeks after I was in the, after about the sixth game, Chad Alexander, one of their players, he got on the interstate to go one exit north on I-75, and he was rear clipped from behind, and his vehicle rolled. And he went back in and told Tim McFarland on the staff there and said, Coach, I never wore a seatbelt before that guy came in and talked to our team. I think he saved my life. And then out there, I think it's been public, so I think I can share it. You know, one of the big recruits got caught for super speeding.
Right.
And some paraphernalia in his car. And they reached out to me and said, hey, Mike, do you think you can get some public speaking opportunities for this player? And I said, absolutely. On November 21st, we hosted one of our five-hour safe driving summits at Calhoun High School, which we're so proud of those summits because we've been bringing experts in healthcare, first responders, trucking and transportation. And this player got up to speak to the senior class, which is about 350 kids, and talked about 10 minutes about what his situation was, what he learned from it, how he's growing from it, and encouraging them to take 43 key seconds to be smarter and safer drivers.
That's awesome. Mike Lutzenkirchen is with us, guys. How do they get involved? Because Carl mentioned Giving Tuesday. I know I read the website, setting a goal for $100,000 because, as we said, not just you know high school kids and college students, but adults. How do people get involved? How can they help out?
Yeah, you know, Mike, our website's Lutzie43.org. That's Lutzie43.org. When you go to our homepage right there on the left side, there's a donate button. We're trying to raise $100,000 over this 43-day period that began November 19th. Today, Giving Tuesday, we've got a goal of $13,000, and collectively, by year-end, we'd like to raise $100,000. And that money goes towards us being able to deliver summits where we don't have a government or corporate sponsor. We're very proud that we just handed out our 134th scholarship. We do these across different fashions. This particular one was in the 15th semester of the Philip Lutzenkirchen Excellence in Public Speaking Awards at Auburn University. So we've now given out over $568,000 of scholarship money since we started this foundation.
It's amazing. And we love hearing that and hearing how it's growing and how you're continuing to help people. Before we let you go, Mike, you and I both know we love football, and we love what Philip stood for. He was a three-time SEC Academic Honor Roll student, two-time captain at Auburn, and, of course, a part of the 2010 National Championship team. What do you think about the new hire of Alex Golish?
You know, first of all, Mike, I'd answer it by saying, you know, I've become friends with John Cohen when he became athletic director at Auburn. Didn't know John. He didn't know me. He was aware of Philip, having been, you know, AD in the SEC and a well-versed guy. I know he went through proper due diligence to make this hire. I was impressed with D.J. Durkin, but, you know, when you sit in the game last Saturday night down in the cold and Jordan Hare in your first three series are three and out. The third of those series lasted all of 14 seconds. We got a great defense. I thought D.J. was going to stick around, and maybe there's a rumor that he's going to stick around as a D.C., but Alec Golish, man, he can light up the scoreboard offensively. He's young. He's aggressive. He's bringing, you know, one of his coaches there that played with Philip, Cody Burns. Huh. And for your audience, you know, Cody went there from Arkansas to Auburn to be a quarterback. He ultimately got beat out by Cam, and he could have pouted and sulked. He could have, in today's day, NIL and transfer portals, could have said, hey, I'm out of here. And what did he do? He stuck around. He played wideout. He had a great senior year. He had the first touchdown in the national championship game. I'm excited for Cody to be there because he's been there when Auburn's been highly successful. So I'm excited about the future, about Tiger football.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. Mike, as always, appreciate you. Lutzy 43 is the foundation, guys. It's Giving Tuesday, and we wanted to share that positive message with you and have you get involved if you'd like to do that. I know you're making your rounds, man. Where are you at, by the way? Where are you going to be speaking here?
You know, I purposely tried to stick home today because I've done a bunch of radio interviews across the Southeast, and we're going to be heading up to Chattanooga for an event. I'm going to speak at an event on Monday. On Friday, we'll be over in Ashford, Alabama, delivering one of these five-hour summits, and then 12-17, I'll be back up in Chattanooga. We hired somebody to do business development. Doug's doing a great job, but we're trying to light up the state of Tennessee and do what we're doing here in Georgia and Alabama. We're proud that we've delivered 32 of these safe driving summits when we focus on the teenage audience. We bring corporate and government to help support that, but there's been 85 high schools and 23,000-plus students that have gone through these summits.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mike, thanks again. We will talk soon. As always, you know we're here for you and the foundation and continue to put out this message to help kids and certainly adults as well. Thank you again.
You got it, guys. Appreciate the opportunity. Know that you're helping us save lives, and everybody wear your seatbelt.
No doubt. Right on. All right, guys, Mike Lutzenkirk in there. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I feel like I share this every year when we get a chance to talk to Mike. They do various things. They have golf tournaments. They do a 5K. His son went to Lasseter High School. My daughter went there. And when I first met Mike, he just simply said, hey, can I come talk to you about this thing I'm doing? And this is really as the foundation was getting started. I said, sure. And he came over, and we sat, and Mike, what I thought was going to be a 15-minute conversation turned into like 3 hours. And I absolutely love this dude because he has dedicated his life, as you said, from a tragedy to helping others and helping Phillip's memory live on. And I just – I'm always amazed. When I met him, by the way, he told me a story like when he lost his son, distracted driving. He used to just go run to try to get his mind off of it, and he would run – and run, and this is how this came about to him, because he was using the exercise as a way to meditate about what he felt like he needed to do. And he just said, I had no idea what I wanted to do. But tremendous calls, and they're doing great work.
And we've talked about this before, you know, each year with Mike. And, you know, Lord knows, I've had my speeding tickets. We've talked about it. Everybody knows it's one of the roughest commutes in all of the USA here in Metro Atlanta. And one of the things, when you go to the website, they talk about like 43 seconds. Because we have angry drivers. I know you and I see it every night.
Day. Yep.
You see people, I mean, your head's not right when you get behind the wheel. So basically they're telling you to, first things first, get your head right. And then I've seen it. We used to think it was always kids. As I said to Mike in the interview, you see grown people on their phones. Dude, you're jamming Mike, everybody up. You're creating a mess out there.
It's bad. And I told you guys, I guess it was July 3rd when I got that ticket for my phone. Remember I told you guys that? And the cop rolls up and I literally was picking the phone up off the floor. Man, I cannot tell you how many people I've rolled past. Women doing their makeup, on the phone, whatever. I'm like, really? And it just now, Mike, it irritates me because I do realize how dangerous it is when you are taking your eyes off the road for those quick seconds and then something happens. All right, man, we got a lot more to get to. If you're just joining us, lots of discussion today about the Falcons. But when we come back, we got to talk some dogs. Connor Riley's on the way. Georgia will face Alabama in the SEC championship. How much is Kirby paying attention to all the talk? We'll get to that on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.